Welcome into 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likens with you, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. It is a Tuesday, riding right along. The first chilly Tuesday of the year.
Yeah, a little cold today. Big moon, a little cold.
Getting gas this morning sucked.
Oh, you got gas in the AM. Where did you go this morning for gas?
Quick Trip Unknown.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Fair enough. Because, you know, this one over here every once in a while, man, I've been hit up in the parking lot a few times. I'm like, I'll go there when the sun comes up.
10 cents cheaper than the one in Lee Summit. So.
Oh, wow. Which is really weird. We talked about that last week. Like, all of a sudden, Kansas gas prices are cheaper than the Missouri gas prices. I guess it's all that sports gambling money, right?
That's right. I got gas this morning because I could not leave my house last night and miss this game.
Oh, the Jets and Buffalo Bills. Yeah, nobody was going anywhere last night, right?
I mean, not even the players. There was a flag on every play.
I know. Crazy. 22 penalties.
I saw Schefter said flag. Even Schefter was complaining. And, like, look, I don't really care for Adam Schefter. I get his job. Like, he's leaned into that role.
Oh, God,
like, he's,
yes.
You know, he's the guy. He's I don't sleep. I hate it. I hate my cell phone. No, you don't.
Like, no, you love it. That's why you have two.
Yeah. Like, sure, that guy loves
a drug.
Job.
Like, it's an IV drip for him, right?
Yeah. For sure, that guy is definitely lying.
Yeah.
Oh, you do sports radio? Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I guess. Whatever.
Right.
Like, okay. No, I actually love my job a lot. But no, so Aaron Rodgers, Buffalo Bills last night, a lot of flags. But at the end of the day, the conversation to be had is like, neither one of those teams really gained any respect or any sort of feel. Like, look, I get it. It's a division game on the road. Josh Allen was good. Aaron Rodgers was good. I'm going to give him respect.
You know, Aaron Rodgers played well last night, but didn't win the game.
They didn't win the game.
No. And now you can blame the kicker for missing two field goals and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And Buffalo, maybe the worst extra point one ever did see.
Yeah.
But in Aaron Rodgers, the Hail Mary, like, there were some good moments for Aaron Rodgers in that game last night. But again, you're right, Dusty. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I don't care. You're 2-4, right? You're sitting at 2-4 after six games and your season is kind of teetering right now. If you're the Jets. And did you walk away from that game thinking Buffalo was a contender last night, though? Be honest with yourself. I don't think Buffalo's very good. I mean, they beat up on some of the Sisters of the Poor and, you know, they lost two games and then barely beat the Jets. I think Buffalo's a mid-team at this point in time.
Buffalo's interesting because they seem like a movie character that just always seems to show up, but you know they're never going to be the main character.
Yeah,
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I get you.
I've been watching a lot of, like, Halloween movies lately, trying to get into the mood.
Getting into the spirit of Halloween.
I want to see jack-o'-lanterns before I want to see Jack Frost, if that makes sense.
God. No, I get you.
Like,
yeah.
Give me Halloween for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, like, Buffalo, I think, is always has to be considered, right? Like, you watch the Scream movies and the inner circle of friends. Like, well, somebody's got to be considered the villain. You just have to. It has to be that way. And Buffalo is going to ride out this division. The Dolphins, obviously, they're in trouble.
They're done.
The Jets,
they're 2-4. There's nothing. They're 2-4. Okay. Right. They're done.
And New England is done.
Yeah.
So the Bills are kind of in a similar situation with the Chiefs. The only thing that's not similar are their teams. The Chiefs are in a pretty garbage division. The Bills are in a pretty garbage division.
Right.
They're both going to win their division. So they're always going to play each other every year because that's the way the schedule works. But, like, we've seen this story before.
Yeah.
Like,
we're
in the same chapter and we're just going back. And, like, I thought maybe this would be a year where I would see, like, oh, the Chiefs will definitely have a problem with that on Buffalo. But it's like, I mean, the Chiefs defense, obviously, we'll talk about that later on the show. But, like, I just don't think that, like, when I look at teams that can be a contender to the Chiefs, I'm like, can this team beat that defense? I'm not looking at the teams today thinking to myself, can this team stop Mahomes? It's more so, would this team be able to score against the Chiefs defense? And a lot of these teams, I'm like, No,
but you look at the Jets right now, and they're you know, they're a rudderless ship. Obviously, they fired their head coach. Their quarterback is okay, you know, at this point in time. But, you know, I'm tired of hearing about this vaunted Jets defense that people have talked about for the last couple of years. Their defense isn't that good. I mean, they're just not. They're not coming up with the plays that they need to come up with at the times that they need to come up with them. Their quarterback is not making the right plays. He's throwing interceptions at the end of two games. I think he had the opportunity to win four of the four games that they've lost this year, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, at the end with these last second drives, that's why you bring a veteran quarterback in.
Right? Hail Mary.
Yeah, they did. Could have dropped
it.
But, you know, if they drop the Hail Mary, it's a blowout. And we're not even talking about this thing being a close game, right?
What are the percentages of actually catching a Hail Mary?
Like,
I know it's
2%,
52 yards, but, like,
no, it's like about 2%, you know, or something
under
like
Aaron
that.
Rodgers, it's like 50.
Yeah, but he's like the king of swing on that.
He is, but he's supposed to also be the comeback king, right? He's supposed to be the guy you want the ball in your hand. I think Ben used the stat this morning, Maller, is that in the four games that they've lost, they've had an opportunity within a touchdown under 4 minutes to go to win all of those games, and they didn't do it. And that's why you bring Aaron Rodgers in. Like, Zach Wilson doesn't come back and win you football games, right? Mm-hmm. Like, bad quarterbacks don't come back and win you football games. Patrick Mahomes lines up under center. You're down six with 4 minutes to go. You're leaving the stadium because you know they've won the football game and you're planning the victory party mm-hmm. afterwards. With the Jets right now, with Aaron Rodgers, he's supposed to be that guy. And, you know, I hate to continue to be the bearer of bad news here, but athletes get old. They are not as good as they used to be. Aaron Rodgers is coming off a missed season with an Achilles tendon that was no good for an entire year. Did we really expect the Jets to be good? The answer to that question should be no, because he's an aging quarterback. Now they don't have a coach, and they don't have a defense that was nearly as good as they were 2 years ago when everybody was talking about how great this Jets defense is. So they're not a player. I don't necessarily think Buffalo's a player, but you're right, Dustin. They're going to win the division because, yeah. Well, nobody else is.
Right.
I mean, New England don't want this thing. Miami has no chance. The Jets suck, right?
Yeah, and the AFC's just not good.
When did this turn? This year, right?
Yeah, the AFC is not great. Like we talked about it yesterday when it comes to like the standings and you know who's in what situation, but like legitimate contender. Like someone that you look at roster wise and you tell yourself, you know what, that team come January.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, they scare me.
Yeah, Houston for me is really the only answer to that question right now in the AFC.
Like your wild card teams right now, like if the playoffs started today, the Chiefs are the one seed, right. Houston's the two, Baltimore's the three, Buffalo's the four.
And it's week seven. We can start doing this now.
And
right?
Baltimore's going to scare you because, you know, you beat them by a toe, but I mean, like you're not the same team. Baltimore's getting stronger, so that's a topic for another day, way down the road. But you do have tiebreaker with them, so you will have a chance to eventually. It would be home,
yeah, home game.
But I mean, Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo. That we chalk that up if you had that ahead of time. Like that was your top four, right?
Yeah,
like you're not unexpecting that.
No,
you knew the three contenders were going to be Houston, Buffalo, and Baltimore.
And Baltimore.
That was it. The Cincinnati is obviously one of those teams. They're 2-4. And they're currently in eighth place.
Yeah.
Your wildcard teams are Pittsburgh, Chargers, Colts. None of that scares you.
Yeah, none of that scares you.
Colts
none of that
Flacco,
should scare you.
They don't know if they have Anthony Richardson, Michael Pittman's here nor there.
But I don't want to see, you know, I think for them right now, Flacco may be the better move for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, he's a veteran dude that played well last year, helped the Browns, you know, get to the situation that they were in last year. But, I mean, the AFC for the last 5 or 6 years was so good, right? Was so good. And the NFC, we looked at and go, God, that is really bad. Now, in the NFC, you've got the North, I mean, just by itself, right? Like, how awesome is that division right now? And then you've got, obviously, the Commanders are the number one team in the East. Will that last? I don't know. Is Philadelphia better than them? Who knows? You know, in that type of situation, you got your NFC South, you know, mess going on. Atlanta's a pretty good team that the Chiefs have already beaten. And then you look at what's going on out West, and I don't know, whoever wants that division can jump up and grab that division because that thing is wide open. But I think we look at the NFC having more contenders because you have the NFC North loaded with contenders right now. Mm-hmm. Like that, has a whole division ever made the playoffs before?
The AFC North, maybe.
Did
they do it last year? Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati didn't make the playoffs.
Cincinnati, no. So I don't know.
That's happened.
I don't know that it has ever happened, and I think we could be trending that way in the NFC, where you have your four division winners and your three wild cards are all you know, from the North. Because I don't know, the Giants aren't making it. I don't know that Dallas is making it right now.
Oh yeah, it wasn't possible for that to happen until the new format. So no, it's never happened.
But the new format, God, that's been in place since 2002 now. So you would think
the 7-team format.
Oh, the 7-team format. Yes, my bad. Yes. I thought you meant the new division. Yeah, you're right. So yeah,
that
so
came couple after years.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Hang on.
We need to let more teams
Who
in.
Who wants more football?
Right, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
How do they not know they're doing this because of Mahomes? Just keep going with it.
And I was like hesitant with the 7-game format, but I love it. I love the postseason format in the NFL.
It's 20. When was Tom Brady's first year with the Bucs? Because remember, they blew up Philadelphia. Like, they just blew out Philadelphia.
Destroyed
and it was like,
them.
Nobody wants this game. And then they were like, here's ratings. Call me next week.
Everybody wants this game. Yeah. No, people will watch, even though some of those first round games haven't been great. But I love it because it's more football, and it makes the regular season mean that much more as well, too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're continuing to play for that number one seed, because having that bye at the end of the season, as we've seen here from firsthand experience, is so very, very valuable to have that bye and to get the opportunity to rest those guys, whether it's against the Chargers in week 17 or the actual bye week. You want to have that little bit of a break. So the NFC, though, man, that NFC North is loaded right now. The AFC, I look around and I'm like, we're in a great spot right now. Like, you're waking up this morning in Chiefs Kingdom going, man, I don't know. Maybe Houston. Other than that, there ain't much of a contender. And Aaron Rodgers, probably the last rodeo. Well, he's so arrogant and narcissistic. He'll be back for more next year, even though this year hasn't been a great start to the season for Mr. Rodgers.
I think I have an answer to why your NFC is now better than the AFC.
All right.
The AFC and the NFC are trending in the opposite ways. The NFC started drafting quarterbacks.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Jordan Love, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Those type of guys are starting to perform.
Sam Darnold.
Okay. Well, he got out of wherever he was at. But I mean, you look at these teams that started to be, you know, the dog poos of the league, and every once in a while, blind squirrel finds a nut.
Yeah.
And these quarterbacks, Jordan Love developed in Green Bay. NFC North.
Yep.
Caleb Williams, overall first round pick, starting to trend develop. In the right direction. Yep. NFC North. Jared Goff got into Dan Campbell's offense, went over there. He's always been an NFC quarterback. That's worked. Sam Darnold gets out of New York, goes to the NFC. Hello, my career is completely different. So,
yeah, well, it's good coaching, too.
Quarterback play's gotten better.
Quarterback play's gotten better, and I think there's some good coaches over there. Like Kevin O'Connell's really, really good. I think the young, cute guy that my wife thinks coaches Green Bay.
LaFleur. Peter's brother.
Yes, that's exactly right. he's doing a nice job up there as well. I think they're overcoming Eberflus in Chicago. I'm still not sold on that gentleman coaching the Chicago Bears right now. But, I think you're right. The quarterback situation has changed. If you don't have a quarterback in this league, you don't win. I used to just think that was a college football thing, because for years I would say, why doesn't Kansas just go get a quarterback? If you get a quarterback, you can win in college. It's the same in the NFL right now. If you have a quarterback, you have an opportunity. And quite frankly, the Jets just don't have a quarterback right now.
You look at the veterans that are over there, even. You had Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, and there was Derek Carr. He's in there. Baker's been better.
Baker's been great.
Baker's been really good.
Baker's been very, very good.
Baker Mayfield kind of falls in that same category as Jared Goff. Like, are people ever going to let Baker be good, or are we always going to look at Baker and think there's somebody better out there?
Everyone in that tier is that guy.
Yeah.
I think this is Baker's year. Like, this is his, like, okay,
what does
cool.
that mean?
Like, this is the end of the hatred towards Baker.
Is this the end of the hatred? Or hatred is a strong word for Jared. I don't think anybody hates Jared Goff. I don't think people recognize Jared Goff.
Yeah, I think Baker is a little bit more flamboyantly loud.
Yeah, he is.
You know, obviously he was like on all those commercials early on in his career, did the stuff at Oklahoma,
and
all that kind of thing.
The crotch grab probably got him planting a flag, I think, probably rubbed people the wrong way.
He was drafted by Cleveland, and he was never developed over there, shockingly surprising.
Shockingly, Cleveland failed the quarterback.
You know, he has that now story, the on-the-come story. He didn't work out in Cleveland. He was the Heisman Trophy winner. He was this gonna-be-a-franchise-saver.
Won a game for the Rams.
Now he's found a home in Tampa Bay. It's working out. And they're doing better things.
Good for him, though. I mean, it's a kind of a microcosm on life. It doesn't work out somewhere else. It could definitely work out elsewhere. Go try it. And look, I love the Baker commercials. I thought those were great. I mean, who wouldn't want to live in a stadium and have access to hot cheese all the time, man? Like, that would be cool. I thought he did a really good job, you know, in those commercials. And the more I feel like the more people hate somebody, the more I seemingly like them. I don't know. Like, with Baker, the more people were like, this guy sucks, I don't like this guy, I'm like, I kind of do like this guy. Like, you like that spunk that he plays with.